Welcome back. You're listening to episode 16 of Roms Over Baghdad.
Yep.
Great.
Oh, I love having a mixer. It's great. Okay, with the super obnoxious intro aside, my name is Jake, also known as Internet Pizza. With me today is DJ, also known as Optics. How you doing,
Hi,
man?
Guys. I'm good. I have a headache, as every Sunday will come to bear. I'm good.
Good.
Mary is also here, also known as the real Danny Hibiki. How are you doing, Mary?
Oh, God. Yeah, I'm here, and I have an embarrassing internet name. I'm sorry. I was dumb in 8th grade.
Weren't we all?
And Albie is also here, also known as Thouden. How you doing, man?
Hello. That's not my name. Nobody knows my name. Don't worry. Nobody knows my name. You pronounce it correctly. I'm impressed. Nobody ever pronounces it correctly the first time.
Wait, how do they pronounce it?
Albie or something like that.
What?
Really? Yeah.
How do you fuck that up?
Yep.
The joke in school was my last name is Black, so it would be Albie Black. You get it? Like Arnold Schwarzenegger thing.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
It's real bad. It was real bad.
Boo.
Or some like awkward racism or something. I don't know.
Maybe a little bit.
What you guys went up to?
Garbage. Like usual.
My weekend.
Playing shitty video games.
My weekend involved drinking and lots of it.
Great.
Your weekends always involve a lot of drinking, though.
Yeah, that's true. So I've got a new annoyance. So yesterday I was at some like day festival, and I do not like shops that enforce a 2-drink minimum, because I was stuck with a tank of a friend who would just down drinks, and because it's 2-drink minimum, I had to get a drink every time he did. And it was so horrible.
Sounds horrible.
Fuck. Yep.
That's not what we consider like 2-drink minimum in the US, though. It just means you have to order like 2 drinks before you leave. That's crazy. That sounds like a recipe for disaster.
Yeah, it's fine if you're with a normal other human being who can drink normally, but not when you're with this monster of a guy. Like, during a festival, we go to a download festival, we play a game called Wizards, which is basically you have a can of beer, and then when you finish it, you tape your new beer onto that old can, and then you just create a wizard staff in the end.
I had some friends who played that a lot in college.
Yeah, and his record, like, at this festival is, I think, like, 23 to 25. Sweet. It's in that region.
Whoa.
Holy fuck!
And he wants to break that. Like,
are these, like, standard 12-ounce cans, or are these tall boys?
What is 12-ounce? It's 440 milliliters, whatever
like
that is.
Like a standard soda can size, or, like, beer can size.
Yeah, I think so. Let's fact check this. 12 ounces in milliliters is 340, so it's probably about a 15-ounce.
Oh, okay, sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, somewhere around
that's
there.
That's a fuckload of beer.
But still, yeah.
And isn't the beer content higher, the alcohol content higher?
It's like 4%.
Mm-hmm.
4% standard.
I don't know what our standard is.
That sounds like a 4. Budweiser Light here or something.
But yeah, this guy, he can drink like a monster, and yeah, and he was ill that day as well. He felt ill, and he was still just demolishing me.
God damn.
Man, like, what are you doing to yourself?
I drink a lot on Saturdays, so I can be hungover for this podcast, yeah?
Yeah!
Because we always record on Sundays.
What have you guys been up to?
I've been just applying for a lot of jobs, going through more of my random shit that I just have accumulated in my garage, because in the case that I need to move, I'm trying to make it as easy as possible, because I fucking hate moving. I hate it so much. It sucks.
Yeah, it's terrible. Mm. That's why you pay people to do it for you.
Shit, if I had money, I would.
Have you, found anything that you've, say, forgotten about and you've just been like, oh, awesome, in your garage yet?
A couple of little things, like mostly like some drum hardware, miscellaneous little computer parts and stuff.
Computer parts?
Yeah.
From old computers?
Well, I'm...
Or from like...
No, I mean like just computer parts from like old builds and stuff.
Oh, okay, I see what you're saying. All right. I thought you just like went out and bought a bunch of random computer parts. Because people do that.
Nope, just a lot of stuff left over from old builds.
Nice. I do that as well, and like I really should throw that shit out.
Yeah, Gary has like plastic tubs full of just old computer parts and shit in our bedroom, and I need to force him to throw that away, especially since we're going to be getting new computer parts soon, and those other computer parts are going to become old computer parts, and it's a horrible cycle.
You could build, like, some kind of supercomputer with them, though, you know? Some kind of weird...
Like a supercomputer from, like, 6 years ago.
Yeah!
Yeah. I was thinking about getting a media PC, so maybe we will do that. I don't know.
There's gotta be a use, right?
We don't have cable.
There's gotta be a way, some way.
We don't have cable anymore, so all of our stuff is, like, streaming anyway. And our TV fucks up on the HDMI handshaking all the time, so we may as well just, like, use Netflix on a browser or something.
Not a bad idea, I guess. I never thought about using a computer for, like, a Netflix thing. That'd be cool.
It's easier.
Could look into Plex or something as well.
Oh, yeah, I have, like, XBMC that we have hooked up to the TV all the time, too. Or Kodi, I guess, now. But nobody calls it that.
Nope.
What is Plex?
And since Netflix dropped Silverlight support, there might be Netflix plugins coming for XBMC that aren't complete ass.
Do you know the reason for this, like, Silverlight support drop? Because Google Chrome stopped supporting it as well.
Because I think Microsoft themselves stopped supporting it.
Oh, okay.
That makes sense.
It becomes a security reason. Yeah, I noticed it because Sky, like the equivalent of like Comcast or something in America, like they just control cable television. Their internet player, Sky Go, uses Silverlight. And, like, you're just screwed because it doesn't work on anything at the minute, and it's kind of crazy.
Great.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. Blah, blah, blah. To answer you earlier, Thowden, like, Plex is a streaming, like, media server thing, so you can shove your media files to, like, other stuff and play it that way.
Okay, so like if I torrent some Game of Thrones, can I toss that over to my TV? Okay, I see what you're saying. All right, great.
Yep.
Yeah.
Great.
Makes that stuff a lot easier to handle, like to manage.
And it works with stuff like Chromecast as well. So you could legit just plug in a Chromecast to your TV and then have your main computer running a background sort of like web Plex server, and then you can just toss shit onto your TV.
I was hoping that like HBO would do something and make it so it's not like literally impossible for me to catch up on Game of Thrones, but they're doing nothing. They just put out Now or whatever, and it's only Apple TVs, and I'm like, I want to catch up with Game of Thrones, but I can't do that because my service provider does not provide HBO Go or anything, so I'm just kind of shit out of luck, I guess.
That sucks.
Yep.
Well, I gotta say, XBMC has me covered on all of my illegal video needs, and I won't say anymore.
Excellent.
All right, so who played video games? Video games.
Video games.
I gotta pull it up.
There you go. I played some video games.
What'd you play?
Tell us about it.
So I had a relapse and went back to League of Legends for a little bit.
Fuck.
Yes.
After talking about it last week, I was like, man, I wonder what has changed in the amount of time I've been gone. They just added a bunch of stacking mechanics to everybody. Everybody now has like attacks that stack. What has happened? What are you doing, Riot? When did it become okay to just add every character has, like, oh, after you hit 5 times, you get a shield? Like, what the hell? It just seems like every character is like that now, and I don't know what their plan is.
I dislike that as well. It just shows a lack of imagination, really.
Yeah, like, I don't know. I tried, like, a mage guy, and now he just, like, is a stacking character. I'm like, what? What? Why is Ryze stacking now? What have you done? What have you done to Ryze? And I cried. And I'm also still bad at the game, so that's
great. Oh, yeah. So I also had a relapse and just got back into League a couple days ago as well. Yeah.
Why?
Because it's great. It's a great game. And they added that new character called Echo, and I really wanted to see his playstyle because he is incredibly OP.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he is. He just throws the thing and then he can just stun you all. It's madness. So much damage.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. And he also has like
a dolphin, I don't care.
He has a free blink for days. Like, he just blinks wherever he wants to go.
I have no idea what any of this means.
Yep.
So, one reason why I'm still playing League after my relapse of testing out that new character is League likes to bring in like special game modes every so often, and they brought back in a pretty cool game mode, which is on paper it just sounds like garbage, like it's a 6-on-6 instead of a 5-on-5 match, but it's on this small map that's normally meant for 3-on-3 play, so it's pretty fun. Because it's just a constant mess of everyone. It's almost always like team fights everywhere. And I kind of like that manic game type rather than just the, oh, you got to last hit everything. Oh, you got to be here. You got to be there. I prefer the manic game types.
I always said they should add in a way to do that, you know, when it's not a special featured game mode and just let you make custom matches that are like bizarre or something like that. Like, make everybody move super fast or something like that. Give them, like, 10,000 move speed and let them fucking run around the map at, like, level 1. I don't know. It just seemed like it'd be a really fun idea to just give people the tools to make custom games interesting in a way that maybe they aren't right now. Because, like, who plays custom games unless you want to
play point, you're essentially giving hackers, like, half their job done. Then all they need to focus on is how to import those tools into real games.
I guess so. I could see that argument.
Hackers gonna hack.
I'm trying to think if there's like hacking in League of Legends because I've never seen it.
I think they're pretty good about cracking down on that kind of stuff and immediately banning people if they find out somebody's hacked. So.
What else have you been playing?
I also played some of the first Witcher game. That game is different from what I imagined it would be. It's not like 2 or 3. It's a little bit more rough. I think it functions somewhat similar. I haven't played a lot of 2 or 3. But it functions similarly, but it's just a little bit like all the mechanics are just being fleshed out a little bit, and you can kind of see where they got their ideas for 2 and 3 and where they kind of, you know, drew their own inspiration and ideas slowly towards, you know, what... Witcher 3 is obviously a game that received a lot of positive reviews and stuff, so you can kind of see over the course of the series them improving different gameplay and stuff.
Yeah, I didn't play a ton of Witcher 1, but I was like, I think I'm going to try 2.
There's also this weird where you sleep with ladies mechanic and you get cards, and I don't know what the hell is that. It's really weird.
Explain this mechanic. I'm interested in
that. I don't know, it's just like, I think it's like a dialogue tree or something, and like, somehow you can sleep with different ladies in the game, and then at the end of like, the cutscene sequence, you get a card with them on it, and I don't understand
that. Collect them all.
Gotta collect them all, man. Geralt of Rivia out there.
if you perform well in bed, do you get shinies?
Version of the card.
Yeah, I can see why they took that out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That would not perform well in the current video game climate.
Also, it's just stupid.
Yeah, like, yeah.
Yeah.
That's pretty anime game, like, right there.
Yeah.
Like Sakura Tyson.
Mm-hmm.
Collecting all the bromides. Or Lunar. So yeah, they totally do that in other games.
I'm amazed that's a thing. I'm amazed someone had the idea of doing that. That's not like a Japanese visual novel.
Totally.
Who else played video games?
I was just going to say to Albi, are you doing this to try and gear yourself up for 3? Are you going to look at Witcher 2?
Yeah, I think I'll probably play through all of them. Yeah, so I'll probably play Witcher 2 and Witcher 3. I don't know. After I get done with Witcher 1, which I have no idea how long it is. I know like the second and third are super long, so it'll probably take me some time to get through all of these and get up to what I'm going to play today. Play 3 or whatever.
Godspeed to you, sir.
Thank you.
iPizza, Jake, the snake, what have you been playing?
Let's see. So today I actually played some Cerverium. It is a game made by a team of people who broke off from I can't remember the name of the company. GSC Game World. They made the Stalker games. And at the moment it's just player versus player, but they are planning for a free roam mode where it's basically Stalker, but instead of having NPCs in like factions and stuff, it's all other players. So you can go out with your faction and go raid another faction's base and take it over and stuff. So I'm excited for that. I also played some of the straight up team deathmatch today, and it was surprisingly playable, only having Russian servers available. But yeah, I'm pretty excited for that.
Have they said anything about when the PvE free roam is going to be out? Or are they just trying to make sure that it's stable?
I think right now they're just trying to make sure it's stable, everything's working. They did have with American servers at one point, but they were having issues, and then they took them down. I don't know.
Okay. I guess it's harder for them to say deal with an American server host when they're in basically Russia.
Right. Let's see, what else? I also played some more Diablo 3. That is becoming more and more fun. Person I've been playing it with, we had to turn the difficulty up because we were just destroying everything and it was getting kind of boring. there is apparently a gamepad mod for that, like quote unquote mod, that I haven't really looked into yet, but I've heard about it, so I gotta go check that out.
What level are you playing on? Because I hear stories of like medium in Diablo 3 being basically the easy mode.
That is a good question. I'm not sure, because the person I've been playing with set up the whole thing, and then he turned up the difficulty. So I'm not even sure what the tiers of difficulty are.
Okay.
They have silly names like Hell, Nightmare, Inferno, and stuff like that, so...
Inferno.
It's weird.
Yeah. That's a great difficulty name.
Yeah, there's like levels of Inferno too. There's like Inferno 1, 2, 3, 4 and stuff. So Diablo's weird. You basically just have to adjust the difficulty level a lot. Like once you get good, you crank it up some more and you get better shit. So that's how it goes.
What level is it level based? What level are you at, iPizza? How far do you think you are?
Let's see, we just finished Act 1. I'm at like level 25, I think.
How many acts are there? I don't even know.
Shit, I don't know.
There's 4 with the expansion.
Oh, okay. Have you killed Diablo yet? Is that something you do?
No. I have not.
That's probably like Act 3 and maybe 4, I bet. Mecha Diablo.
Mecha Diablo, yeah!
That'd be great.
Hell yeah.
I don't even really remember who the boss is of Act 4 now that I think about it. So, way to go, Diablo.
Are you finding the story good, Jake?
It's alright. I'm just more focused on, hey, let's go kill stuff and get loot.
Okay.
How long?
I'm not, I'm not really paying attention to the story very much.
Yeah, no. It's a podcast game. You just, like, at least when I play it, I hit escape, like, constantly just skipping through cutscenes and all that stuff. But I've already beaten it multiple times, so I don't know.
How long did it take you to level 25?
Again, I don't know if Battle.net has time played listed on it.
It has a time played in like the actual client, but not on their website for some reason.
Weird.
Yeah.
What else have you got up to?
Let's see. I've been playing more CS:GO competitive mode. Finally got a rank.
What's your rank?
Gold Nova Master.
That's a like cool rank name.
Smack dab in the middle of the rank, like the ranking system.
That's the weirdest ranking system ever.
That sounds like the best name. Yeah.
Well, people refer to it as Gold Nova 4 because your emblem has 4 stars on it, and there's like Gold Nova 3, 2, and 1, and then you go into the silvers, which I discussed last time.
So you're at like the top of the Nova, right? You're like Nova 4. Right?
Yeah, I'm my next rank I get out of Nova.
What's the rank out of Nova?
Fuck.
I'm giving you hard questions today.
I'm just going to look at the CS:GO rank system because I want to see what the top tier is called.
Yeah, I'm going to do that.
Too. Master Guardian 1 is the next rank up.
Master.
Oh god.
These names are great. Whoever said
video games are dumb.
And
great. I've been playing pre-made 5-man teams like with 4 other people who are all like Master Guardian 1, 2, and I think one of them is Master Guardian Elite.
Yeah.
So I get paired up with I play against a lot of people who are a lot better than me most of the time.
That's probably good because they think you should be in close enough to Master Guardian then. Which is
because I'm queuing up with people who are Master Guardian, so it's matching us with Master Guardian.
Ah, I see. Well, you're holding your own, which is cool.
Yeah, played a few matches and I deranked to Gold Nova 3, and then the next match we played I went back up. Like the ranking system in that game is fucking weird. Like nobody really understands how the point system works.
Well, as long as it took 3 games. I hate League of Legends ranking system.
Yeah, so do I. It's real.
It's the fucking worst. So you basically, it always goes back to League. So basically you have like games until you get to 100 points. And once you get to 100 points, you do a best of 3. And if you can win 2 of your 3 games, you move up to Bronze 2 and then Bronze 1. Silver 5, Silver 4, and then Gold, yeah. But getting those 100 points sucks so much ass, and then once you finally make it in that best of 3, there's a good like 20 to 30% chance you might get a rage quitter in each of those games.
And every game you get like 10 points if you win, or like no points if you lose, or you lose points. So it's just like the most difficult uphill climb. It's awful. It's awful.
Yeah. Terrible. But yeah, these CS:GO ranks are amazing. So once Jake dominates Master Guardian 1 and 2, you get to Master Guardian Elite, then Distinguished Master Guardian, and these are my two favorites: Legendary Eagle and Legendary Eagle Master.
Yeah, Legendary Eagles.
You need to get to that rank.
One of my friends who didn't really play a whole lot of CS:GO competitive, but played a shitload of like the original Counter-Strike, he played his first 10 placement matches, and they put it. It put him in Legendary Eagle Master, which is like the third top rank.
Yeah,
nuts.
Wow,
that's pretty awesome. Does he still play CS:GO, or did he just do that as like a sort of joke test thing?
Nah, he still plays from time to time.
I like the top rank.
That's Global really
Elite.
Cool.
Global
it's a
Elite.
Cool emblem.
But yeah, the fun thing with playing with 4 other people, like queuing up as a team, is you can just fucking goof off. Like everybody's like, hey, let's just go do something stupid. It's like, all right, let's go rush this site with nothing but shotguns.
That sounds too good.
That sounds
terrible
fun.
Terrible idea. Don't
shotguns
do that.
Are always fun. Always a good idea. Just rush shotguns everywhere.
So that kind of never happened in League of Legends.
Because it takes so long. Every game takes
take so long.
45 minutes. That's why it doesn't happen. That's why it never happens. You can't have fun. It's all focus.
No, you have to try hard all the time and then lose.
Serious business, that League.
Video games,
sounds
man.
Like.
All right, so is that everything you played there?
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay. Who wants to go next?
I will.
Okay, yeah. Go ahead.
Okay. I've been playing a lot of the same stuff, basically. I bought the Destiny expansion pass.
For as much as you can sigh at me for going to League and then you go play Destiny? God damn it!
Yeah, I saved $5, though. I bought the pass. Yeah, I was really bored, and I was thinking about buying Splatoon yesterday for $60, but I was like, oh my god, $60, so I went ahead and bought that expansion pass, and I played it, like, all day, so I guess that worked. It was not that bad. Like, I did all of the story quests for the first expansion, The Dark Below, and the story is so good in that I didn't even realize I beat it until I turned in the last quest, and they're like, oh, you did it. And I was like, oh, okay. All I did was shoot a crystal for, like, a while. I guess that's the end. So Destiny proves to be the real shooting MMO because I didn't even pay attention to the story. I did get to catch up on a lot of podcasts, though, and that was nice.
That's great.
Yeah. Lauren Lapkus is pretty good. I also did the new second expansion, Prison of Elders, like weird horde mode kind of thing. And it's not really a horde mode because you're not like building up any defenses or anything. I would say it's more like an arena kind of thing, like the Mad Moxie Borderlands kind of shit where you just have waves of enemies.
Does it at least play better than that Mad Moxie's thing?
Yeah, it definitely does. It's not ridiculous. But one thing that I did kind of screw up when I was playing it are there are these like mines that show up on certain waves. And I was like, oh, it says destroy the mines. So I need to shoot these mines to get them to go away. And the way you actually destroy the mines is that you go to this little circle underneath the mines and stand there for like 30 seconds instead. So, I messed up a little bit because I was just shooting them and it didn't do anything. Oops. <All right. laughs> Sorry, Mixler people. Like, we were, I was playing with friends of the podcast, Flash, Tuca, and Blue Canary, and that was a lot of fun. We did, like, 3 or 4 runs, and I ended up getting some legendary purple weapons that... Ooh. Yeah, it was helpful. Like, yep, I'm level 29 now, even after playing, like, all damn day. Like, I was level 28 before that. And even after playing, like, all day until 2 in the morning, I only made it up to level 29. So I think maybe I made a mistake buying that expansion pass. I was like, oh, it'll be super easy. But I didn't do any of the raids yet, and I definitely want to try them, because I guess the raids is where you actually get all of the good stuff that I can level.
Hmm.
What's, like, the highest level in Destiny at this point?
Oh, I don't even know. I think it's, like, 35, maybe?
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
Like, most everybody else is around level 32.
And that's that weird light system, right, where you level up to a certain point and then you get levels based upon how good your armor
your
and weapons are?
Yes, exactly. It's just like grinding in a free-to-play game, which is kind of ridiculous. So I guess that's why I kind of like it, though, at the same time, too, though. grinding.
Have they announced anything else in the season pass? Is this done now, the season pass?
Yeah, that expansion pass is just the first two. Like, there's supposedly more coming, but... I don't know. I don't know if I'll buy anymore. Like, I think I kind of made a mistake. A video game mistake. I guess buying Destiny in the first place was a video game mistake, but sometimes I like doing stuff while listening to podcasts, and it works for that.
How long do you think until we'll see Destiny 2?
Oh, I'm sure they'll have, like, some kind of stupid announcement trailer or something, like a teaser kind of thing at E3.
Didn't they say it's like a 10-year...
What if they did? People would be so fucking mad.
Yeah, they would. That'd be amazing.
People are gonna be... It seems like people are mad whenever they do anything Destiny-related, though.
That's a good point.
They said, like, a 10-year plan, right? Like, they're saying Destiny's going to be the game for 10 years or something like that? Or the series?
Well, as part of that 10-year plan thingy that got leaked, they were talking about how they would bring out, like, a new actual game in the Destiny series, like Destiny 2, Destiny 3, or whatever, like, once every 3 years, I think. If you actually search around on the internet, you can read those court documents laying out their actual plans. It's been a while since I looked it up, so I'm not sure. But yeah, they are bringing out like actual on-disk sequels to stuff. And your characters are supposed to transfer over.
If you think about it, it actually kind of makes sense for a teaser thing this year. I know it's barely been a year since that game came out, but... considering how long those games need to take anyway to develop and stuff, it's not bad to announce at least some info on, like, hey, Destiny 2 is a thing we're making. So keep working on your characters, and here's some actual more Destiny content. Expansion Pass 2 or something.
Yeah, it's got to be hard to do. Like, I don't envy, like, the marketing people at Activision and Bungie and stuff trying to, like, tease it without making what you're doing now feel worthless. Like, that's a hard balance. Like, right away, playing these new expansions, I got weapons that totally outclassed, like, the weapons that I was already leveling beforehand. And on one hand, that's nice, like, oh, I got new weapons that are better, but I gotta start grinding all over again on them, so it just makes that whole, like, treadmill way more apparent. But playing with people is fun, so I don't know.
Any video game where you play with somebody else's, I usually think, is, you know, some level of enjoyment, even if it's a crappy game. It's fun.
It's true.
Yeah, the shooting and stuff is fun, and stuff looks cool. And I can catch up on podcasts, so it's okay. But I feel bad. I've spent, like, with taxes and everything, more than $100 on all this stuff.
Jeez, really? How much was that expansion pass?
$35. I had some money in my wallet, though, so it didn't really count for a full, like, $35. And I did buy Destiny digitally on the PS3, so I got the PS4 version for free. So I guess I can't complain that much. I don't know, but Destiny makes you want to complain for some reason. It's inherent to Destiny.
It is everyone's destiny to complain about that game.
Everyone's destiny.
Heyo!
Yep. How'd you like that one? Video games.
Yeah. I also played some more Witcher 3 in Japanese, and I tried streaming it on Twitch, and it looked really bad. I'm trying to learn OBS and, like, streaming, and I think I understand OBS and how to do settings and stuff in it. I just don't understand how to make my stream not run like dog shit. I have 14 Mbps, I guess, up, and I think that would be okay enough, but I think my computer is not really good enough, and I'm going to buy more parts And I think I'm going to try streaming something easier this week, like Pinball Arcade or whatever, and see how that goes. Just so I can try and determine, like, if it's my computer that's too shitty or if it's my internet that's too shitty.
I think that's a good idea.
I'm calling it now, and I'm going to say it's your computer, because The Witcher 3 is probably super graphics intensive anyway.
Yeah, it totally is. And I noticed after I went into the game and turned off all the hair works, like, it streamed a little better. So yeah, I need a new CPU really badly. Also, I got to a sex scene in The Witcher 3.
All right.
Oh, boy. Yeah. Yep.
Back in.
It was great. I got to do it with Kira. She did a stupid, weird, like, I'm Cinderella and we're on a magical date and I turned these rats into horses and we're going to have a dinner date in the forest and then do it. And I made Geralto go through with it because I wanted to turn that game into hentai. So, mission accomplished. It was great. I want to play more.
What are these sex scenes like? Does it put, like, the hot coffee mod stuff to shame?
Not really. It's not that bad. It's just, like, super awkward. Like, they try and be all artsy, like an R-rated movie, basically, where they'll just show, like, certain scenes framed a certain way. And it just makes it even more goofy to me. Like, I was just cracking up watching it. It was the dumbest thing. Like, I've had a brothel open to me already, but my Geralto is classy, and he just wants to do it with ladies that are actually interested in his personality. So, yeah.
She likes me for me.
Yeah. Not my frowns.
Can I ask, did you name him Geralto, or is that because it's Japanese Witcher 3 that they just call him Geralto?
Yeah, no, it's because it's Japanese, and that's how they awesome. Say his name yeah. every that's time. Awesome.
I was wondering that, too.
Yeah, sorry. That's how I think of him now. Like, I love this half-ass Japanese voice acting. It's the best. Witcher. That's how they say Witcher. It's fun.
I don't know if any game has ever done romantic relationships in, like, a good way, like Dragon Age did some, but Mass Effect, I don't know, there's never been a game where I've been like, man, they really nailed that romantic relationship stuff.
Well, I play a lot of dating games, so I like the Tokimeki Memorial relationship stuff, because the whole point of the game is to slowly build it over time, so it seems like it works there, but it's anime.
Like, even Final Fantasy X has a pretty terrible storyline of that. It's probably a decent storyline, but the voice acting was atrocious in that game that I just kept laughing every time the cutscenes occurred.
And that's the problem, right? Like, how do you do, like, a sex scene without being real awkward for someone playing it? Like, how do you not do, like, Ride to Hell Retribution weird-ass clothes sex scenes? Like, where does that line lie?
I got it. Quick time events.
Oh, yep. Man. God of War? Is that what we're looking at now? Okay.
That's the game that did it. I was trying to think of the game that did that.
It just shows the pot, and then you smash the pot after getting all the things right, and that's what happens. There you go.
I think Indigo Prophecy was like that, too, where you have to, like, move the analog stick up and down and stuff.
Oh, man, really?
Fuck video games. Fuck all video games. Right?
Fucking video games.
Yeah.
Nah, I...
Ayo. Adults only.
There's no way to transition out of this now.
I'm sorry.
Let's talk about some news. My phone keeps going to sleep, so I can't have that on call.
I think Optic still needs to go. Or DJ. Don't you still?
I can quickly go.
Oh, I fucked up. I'm sorry.
That's all right. We'll fix it in post, which we never will fix in post.
No, we won't fix in post.
I played League, as I said. I'm trying to get back into Dota 2. I'm having this like weird issue where I learned the game in League of Legends, though. All the characters sort of this podcast is all about League of Legends.
League of Legends podcast. Yeah.
So the characters in League all like have their own skills and stuff, but their damage and stuff sticks from the items. Like you naturally get AP and AD from those items. And I think the main trouble I'm having in Dota 2 is the items are more like situational supporting items. So like they give you a lifesteal, or they give you a certain hex which slows them down, or they give you a certain invulnerability phase. But like they don't actually stack damage onto you easily unless you literally get this more super expensive weapons that just say, hey, plus 30 damage. And yeah, I'm just having, I guess most of the damage from Dota characters comes from leveling up and them just getting the natural damage that way. I find that kind of weird.
I could see having trouble like transitioning between them, because it's kind of like, I don't know, transitioning from Street Fighter to Mortal Kombat. There's a lot of differences in just how you play. So I could definitely see you struggling with, you know, going back and forth between League and Dota, which are two, you know, similar games, but they're completely different in like how they use their mechanics.
They both suck.
They do. That's why I barely play them. And I guess my hot feeder update now, I am now playing Final Fantasy X2.
Ooh.
And I don't know what everyone keeps talking about. That game is great so far.
No!
I love it. It's amazing. So Final Fantasy X had some atrocious voice acting. This is just as bad, but it's in such a campy, crazy, great, it's dumb. The characters are all anime and happy. It's great. What else can I say about it? There's the combat is all like active combat, kind of like Final Fantasy 13, but nowhere near as good. So it's awkward as hell to play with. The dress fear system is amazing. I love it.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, it's so good. And like, they add so many new things, like the creature system of having like creatures into your party. I guess that's to counter not having summons or something. The fact that there's no like sphere grid, so you're just sort of like learning stuff on the fly as you level up. Like you just randomly learn, like, hey, Samba of Silence, that is a legitimate spell that can be cast. And it's like, what does this do? Oh, she's going to dance while she silences everyone. That's good. Yeah, so far Final Fantasy X2 is great. The only problem I have with it is it seems super aimless at the start. I'm about an hour and a half in, and it's asking me to go to a place which has like 4 out of 5 star difficulty, and I don't think I can go there anywhere near anytime soon. So I'm kind of just randomly going to places trying to level up, and yeah,
it's been a long time since I played it, but the mission structure in that was really weird. Like the way you just go through menus on your airship to places, and that's a weird scatterbrained game for sure.
Yeah, it's real dumb for sure, but I pondered with the idea of platinuming it. We'll see in 2 weeks if I give up and go, holy shit, this is actually a terrible game, but we will see. And then the only other video game related thing is I bought an amiibo for some reason while not drunk. It was that Splatoon one, because, hot spoilers for the news, they might not be coming to the UK one anymore, that specific amiibo. Yeah, we'll get to it in the news. Yeah. And that's pretty much all I've been playing video game wise.
Are you going to get Splatoon eventually?
So my birthday's in like 4 days. So I'm going to see if talk to my parents and stuff, see if they've got me anything, and if they haven't, I'll just ask for that.
Cool. I want to get it. Might not get it until that August update, but...
I'm hoping, and friend of the show, Tinoku, is saying that, like, it's got legs to stand on. Like, it's not just a one-day game. Seems like you can play that for quite a while. And I've been looking at some of the screenshots for their, like, Splatfest thing, and it looks great.
I will be interested in seeing what you people think of Splatoon. Because that's a weird game. That's a real weird game.
That demo was super fun, though. I can see, like, playing it for a while. I love the short matches, especially.
Yeah. Just short, intense matches of like, God, I gotta paint. Oh, no, there's another person. Back to painting.
Yeah, they're so short. Like, you want to keep going. Keep playing forever and ever.
Yeah, like, you can easily just say, oh, I'm just gonna play a couple more. And then just, like, you play five more. So yeah, that's it for me. We can now hop on to news.
All right, let's go on to some news then. Let's see. First thing that I'm super hyped about, there was a Frictional Games released a 12-minute gameplay trailer of Soma, and that looks fucking awesome.
So what's Soma? I forget what that one is.
Soma is sort of like Amnesia, but you're in, like, this weird underwater, like, sci-fi, some sort of research facility or something, and everything's gone horribly, horribly wrong, and there's a lot of, like, biomechanical monsters and shit. Like, I didn't really, I don't know about Amnesia, like, I couldn't play it. I don't know if it was the atmosphere that I didn't like, or if it was just fucking scary, because it was.
But, I got too scared.
I think the aesthetic of Soma draws me way more to that game than Amnesia, which will drive me to play it more, I think.
I agree, yeah. This looks great. And I do like this underwater facility setting over medieval ruins. I don't care for medieval ruins, really.
I would imagine we'll probably see more from Soma at E3. So that's cool.
Yeah, I hope so. I'm looking forward to it.
Okay.
Let's see. Next one. Twitch bans streaming of AO-rated games. I'm guessing this is done...
in response to a particular video game.
Yeah.
I believe it's done in response to Hatred.
Yeah.
Yeah, which is a surprisingly tame game, like, for what people were touting it as. Like, I've seen gameplay of it, and I mean... sure, you're running around
it's
shooting
dumb.
Civilians, yeah. But it's stupid, yeah. It's just kind of a stupid game.
It's not even that bad violence fight. Like, we've had worse violence in, like, the new Mortal Kombat. Like, I don't know why Twitch feels like, oh man, this is the one that broke the camel's back.
Yeah, it's true.
It's gotta be higher up, because remember, they're owned by Amazon now, so...
true.
And it's an AO-rated game, so there's all that controversy around it.
What is interesting... I did a little bit of reading up on this because I wanted to see at the US what SRB actually claims is like adults only. Most of them is just like weird hentai games.
Yep.
Obviously. But one big one that stood out, GTA San Andreas is an adult only game and will now be banned under this thing.
Really?
Yep.
Well, it's just the version of GTA San Andreas that had hot coffee. Like, when that whole thing happened, it got rebranded as being adults only, and they had to, like, recall all the copies, and then they re-released copies with that totally taken out of the game, and then that was really re-rated mature, so...
Yeah, but on this Twitch... announcement thingy, GTA San Andreas is totally listed in this ESRB ratings. Still.
Well, no, it says, let me quote, however, ESRB rated mature versions of adults only titles are permitted for streaming, such as mature versions of GTA San Andreas and Fahrenheit Indigo Prophecy.
That was the second one. Okay, weird.
Why did Fahrenheit Indigo Prophecy get AO? I didn't think that was that.
I can actually go into this too. I totally know. Yes. Like, the American version didn't have you move the sticks for like the sex scene or whatever, but they did release like a director's cut on Steam that does have that. So that's the difference as far as I know.
Really? That's the difference? Yeah. Oh my goodness.
Apparently, like, interactive boning is banned, but, like, you can watch a scene of somebody boning. It's
and then
weird.
You can cut people's heads off and, like, limbs and shit off.
Yeah.
America.
Because sex is so much worse than violence, guys. You gotta understand. Gotta understand.
Yeah. Think of the children!
Yeah, there's also this great title, Playboy Screensaver, The Woman of Playboy. That's an AO game.
That's if we game? Ever do a live stream, that's what our fake one is going to be. Our fake game will be Playboy.
Wait, did you say it was a screensaver?
Playboy Screensaver, The Woman of what? Playboy.
What?
Not even an interactive screensaver?
What?
AO. Sony ImageSoft, apparently, is the company that did this.
Fuck.
So I guess you couldn't have any kind of provocative screensaver or background if you're streaming. That's interesting. So it's not just the games you play, it's like the background of your computer can't be too sexual, too violent. That's weird.
Oh man, so I can't use my desktop stripper?
I know,
right? God damn it.
Damn it. Well, there goes my streaming career.
I know.
Yeah, you have to wear a shirt. I'm sorry. Whatever. Twitch is going to have rules. These seem somewhat sensible to me, even though they were like ahead of hatred, and even though hatred is kind of a wet fart.
At first, it's like, oh my god, they're banning games. Why are they doing that? But then you look at the list, which is just the joy of sex, or like exchange, or like thrill kill, or some wet, the sexy something. It's body language, all nude cyber. It's like, okay, you can ban these games. I'm pretty fine with you banning these games.
I mean, I get it. Like, they can ban whatever they want to ban. They're a company. They have, you know, responsibilities as far as making sure certain things do not occur and they don't get sued. But it's still kind of like, yeah, come on. AO, really? Right in front of hatred? Oh.
Yeah.
Okay, so more news. So I guess in an interview or in a statement, one of the Sony executives, I almost said that terribly wrong, admits that the PlayStation 4's first party lineup this year is going to be a little sparse. Great.
Did they hear our podcast last week or something?
Yeah, I guess they did.
Adam Boys knows about it now. So.
That's right, he does. That is 100% true.
But it seems like they're not really concentrating that hard on first party anyway, and they're making a lot of third party deals, like the whole Street Fighter V thing. And I think we'll hear about even more of those this E3. So, whatever. I don't know. Sony's first party titles never really appealed to me that much anyway. Like, God of War, Uncharted, I guess Uncharted is probably not first party anyway, but eh.
You're right. You're very right. I think the only first party game that I like from them is Transistor. No, not Transistor. What was the Resogun?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. On the PS4, at least.
So I guess they're just going to focus on improving infrastructure and system stuff this year, and focusing on third party rather than on first party, as far as the statement goes. So that's interesting, I guess, for some people who are looking for that feature that's not in there yet. What's it? The suspend feature or something like that? I don't know.
Oh, that's in now.
Oh, is it? Okay.
Thankfully, that's finally in. Yeah, it came out a couple months ago, and thankfully it works super well. What else are we waiting in terms of what they announced? And have yet to give out so far. I think they've actually given out everything that they've announced in like their first couple stage show.
But man, Parappa the Rapper is first party, and I want a new Parappa game.
You might get.
I might be the only one. That would be cool. If that counts as like part of the sparse support, then yeah, that would be fine with me.
That'd be pretty hype.
That's not so sparse.
Yeah, I don't know what else they would come out with. Like, nothing, Sony. You don't really have great first party stuff, and you never really did. So, okay.
Thanks, Konami.
Blame Konami.
Okay, we can move on to the next piece of news. I guess
this is the most important news. The most tiring news.
They're all female pro gamer team, the Frag Dolls. So I have no idea who these people are. Someone explain to me who these people are.
Do I have to do it?
as female of this podcast, you have to.
They were basically like a promotional team for Ubisoft, like a promotional. We're girls who play video games. Check us out. Like, our colors are pink. Girly games. But not really. And oh my god, their, like, retirement statement is such a load of crap. Like, I remember when they were a new thing, and they totally played off the gimmick of, like, we're girls, boys! You just got beat by a girl! Like, I mean, there are a lot of girls that have played video games forever, and this is the kind of shit that made you want to hide that you were, like, a girl playing online games. Like, I'm kind of glad they're retired. I mean, they seem unnecessary and antiquated, and I can understand the appeal of having an all-girl, like, team, like a clan or whatever. That's pretty cool. But their whole, like, reason for being was to be like, oh, we're girls that play video games, download Uplay, or whatever. So,
So, were they even really, like, a team? Or was it more, like, just, like, a promotional thing? Like, did they specialize in any special, like, any certain game, or what?
Honestly, I've been trying to find anything on this for like the last while we've been recording. I can't find anything. I can't find any sort of team anythings.
So I guess it must have been kind of like a booth babe thing, right? Where they're just there to, I don't know, show off.
Basically, yeah. Like, here's the new Rainbow Six game and you can play us girls and we'll beat you. Tee-hee-hee-hee.
I just thought of this now, but it's kind of reminding me, like, this is something like a 90s wrestling gimmick. Stable could be.
Totally, totally.
It's that atrocious.
If they had a belt, it would have a pink sparkly butterfly on it, yeah.
You do realize you completely described the current wrestling Divas belt.
Yes, no, I know.
Okay, good. So we're clear that belt is also garbage, just like the Frag Dolls.
Well, I mean, I'm sure like there were people that joined because they were like, oh cool, this is awesome, like an all-girl team, but the whole like genesis of it always grossed me out, like as a girl that has played video games forever, like just make friends that are actual girls that play video games. You don't need a corporation to, like, set it up for you. And seemed gross.
Yeah. See, the thing I don't like about that is that there are legitimate female pro gaming teams that don't get a lot of exposure that I believe that they deserve. And it's kind of because of bullshit like the Frag Dolls. Like, there's a couple of CSGO teams that are really fucking good, and, it sucks, because a lot of their matches aren't streamed, they don't have a lot of, like, commentators or anything,
Like their tournaments are usually like side events at big tourneys, and
yeah, we're the freak sideshow. Thanks, Fragdolls.
Although in CS, I think it was last year for Fragbite Masters season 2 or 3, one of the two, but they invited the Swedish female CS:GO team, Bad Monkey Gaming, to play with the male teams. And unfortunately, they got stomped. But it was really cool to see that they invited them and they showed up and they played. It was pretty cool.
It's tough when you're like a girl that plays video games, because when you do try and get competitive, like, you go through a lot of shit. So I can understand, like, it takes an extra amount of dedication to stick through all that garbage. Even now.
I mean, look at just like the comments on like Twitch streams of all female teams. And you see how much shit is just still there.
Yeah, I mean, everybody gets shit, but it's tough. You get extra shit.
An extra helping of shit.
Yeah, take a big old bite of the shit sandwich. Don't you love video games? You have to be fucking dedicated.
Goddamn fucking video games.
I'll do the air horns now.
There you go. Yeah, you'll be the air horn. There you go.
Man, that was pretty good, Mary.
That was pretty good.
It's practice.
On to the next piece of news. A lorry transporting Splatoon amiibos has been stolen. I just want you to let that sink in, that someone went out and stole the shipment of Splatoon amigos. Amigos.
Oi, me Lori got nicked!
You were waiting the entire podcast for that.
Yeah.
Yes. That sucks.
So, yeah, is there much else to say about that? It's
just give me a GTA 5 heist with it. Give me it. I want a GTA 5 amiibo heist.
some fictional game company. You have to go fucking completely jack their truck.
If you want some Splatoon amiibos, go turn up to some boot sales that I've heard about. You guys...
Some car booties.
Yes.
Got some in the back of the hatchback, mate. So this, like, is specific to the, like, pink squid amiibo, the green one. So, like, the boy and girl are still there, but who really wanted those anyway? It's all about the squid ink one now, and now it's even rarer in the UK. But as I was mentioning earlier, I bought that dumb amiibo because it's a Japanese squid ink one.
Oh,
so
really?
I'm gonna have a sweet Japanese squid ink amiibo that probably has zero use and does nothing.
You should have bought two. You should have bought two.
Well, you bought an amiibo.
One.
You knew that going into it.
Yeah, I know, yeah. So, I did it sober as well, which is crazy. Because I bought it on Friday, not Saturday.
Amiibos are dumb. I've said it.
I wanted one, and now I wanted that super extra rare one that's not available in the UK.
Well, you got it. Are you happy now?
Yeah, when I can understand, read it. I also legitimately had this question before I was buying it. Are amiibos region locked? Because it's Nintendo, they would do that.
Oh man, I don't know.
No, you're okay.
Okay.
Yeah, lots of people buy Japanese amiibos just because they're so much easier to get for some reason.
Mm-hmm.
So you're cool.
Yes. Will he talk to me in Japanese? I hope he does.
Oh, he will.
You can hear all the awesome Squid Girl style Ika Geso puns.
What?
Seen a lot of, yeah, like the Japanese comic and anime Squid Girl. They put tons of puns, like Japanese puns, like you can end sentences really easily with Ika, and that's the Japanese word for squid. So I've seen a lot of, like, Splatoon Miiverse art using that, too. Like, have you guys heard of Yaranaika?
No. Oh, yeah, of course.
Yeah, like, there's artwork of that with, like, the squid, and since it ends in Naika, like, N-A-I-K-A, like, yeah. You want to do it, and it's a squid, and yeah. I'm sorry. All the dank may-mays on the podcast. God. I'm sorry. The substitute Bob today.
Boy, this know your meme page you just linked me.
It's always great.
Boy.
Yeah, that comic is actually super duper crazy. Kuso miso technique. Yuck.
Oh, this is where this is where all those faces came from.
Yeah, seems like it.
Got it.
Japan.
We can move on to our next piece of news if you want.
Let's do it.
You want to go to E3? I guess some companies are allowed to now send you an invite to go to E3 with them. This is not going to be abused, right, guys? You're not going to definitely see a bunch of people, like, promoting a particular company because they got in. That's not
good. Oh, no.
No, not at all. Never.
So suck up to a company now.
What companies can do this? Like software only, or is it like everyone that's there?
I guess the ESA, the Entertainment Software Association, allowed it to occur, or allowed it to, like, you know, you can bring somebody. But I think it might be everyone.
Yeah, reading this, it seems like everyone with a booth at least got some form of sponsor tickets.
Well, this is an easy way to guarantee you have, like, people clapping and going woo and crying at your trailers. So I can, like, just retweet this and then cry at our trailer and you get into E3.
It's easy. We'll just coach you beforehand. We'll give you an itinerary. You gotta be here, and then we're gonna coach you, and you're gonna go in, and you're gonna cry and clap and be super excited at every single announcement, even if it's like DLC for Destiny. There you go.
Exactly. We'll have a treasure hunt and film it.
So what you need to do is find your, like, closest small indie team that has somehow nabbed a booth at E3, and then just sucker up to them like it's nothing, and surely they'll have, like, a spare ticket going on the side.
That sounds kind of fucked up.
It is kind of fucked up.
E3 is fucked up anyway.
Yeah, I was just going to say E3 has just kind of been a shit show as of late.
Although I do love the GameSpot, like, walking tour thing. Every year GameSpot has, like, at least, like, 3 videos, live video feeds, and, like, one of them's usually just a guy with a camera and, like, a microphone and his phone up, holding up some tweets, and he's just walking the stage show, just walking around. And it's great because a lot of the time he just sort of talks to random people, and, like, because they see he's from GameSpot, they're just like, oh, do you have an appointment? And he's like, yeah, I'm just here to see some videos and stuff. And they think he's there from GameSpot to do an interview, so he just walks in to unintended areas. It's great. He's done that, like, 5 times now.
That's a real prosumer. He knows what he's doing.
Yep.
I'm a prosumer. I want to go to E3. Include me.
I want to go to E3. Prosumer. I mean, who doesn't want to go to E3?
Yeah. I don't. It sounds like it.
Crowds are shitty, but I like seeing games before they're out, so I would probably go if I had the chance.
I would also love to see the spectacle that is E3.
Maybe we can see the Foo Fighters!
Yeah!
Or, like, the random celebrities that they hire to just walk around. I think one time the guy that did the, like, walk, he was walking across Konami, and one of them stopped him, and they were like, hey, are you here to see Snoop Dogg? Snoop Dogg's gonna come and make an appearance. And, like, all he did was walk out the back room, walked a couple meters, like, did a circle. After about 2 minutes, he walked back into the back room, and he was done. It's just so dumb.
Snoop is busy. He gotta get paid. Make some licensing deals for vape shit.
Gotta put the vape in the games, man. Gotta mix them.
It works. Vapor?
There's vaping in the new Metal Gear, so obviously.
Yeah.
To be fair, that's a different kind of vaping, but.
I know.
That's semantics. we won't go into that.
I'm just making horrible ass jokes.
Do you want me to lead with this news story? Because
yeah,
I'm not sure
please.
If you guys even
no
saw
idea.
This.
I have no idea.
Yes, I woke up in a haze, and a friend of the show, Tanoku, was just spouting a load of stuff in chat. And turns out there was a Japanese Nintendo Direct. Seemed pretty Japanese exclusive. And yeah, a bunch of stuff was kind of announced. Monster Hunter X Cross announced for the 3DS. That's going to hit in winter 2015.
Mm-hmm.
So we might get that in 2 years' time. What else was there? There's a new Dr. Mario game for Japan with Dr. Luigi.
Dr. Luigi?
It's already out. That's a 3DS game as well. There is some debut footage unveiled for Namco's free-to-play Project Treasure on the Wii U.
That looks cool.
Yeah, it actually does look pretty cool. I'm interested in that. Hopefully that comes over. The Animal Crossing Happy Home Designer stuff, they got price details. In case you aren't sure, that was that weird Japanese exclusive 3DS thing with the cards. They're like amiibo card things.
Oh, okay, I see.
Yeah, and the card packs are around $2.40. Yeah. Yeah, a lot of Japanese exclusive stuff. Random chibi robo platformer.
What is Mario and Sonic Rio 2016?
So that's the only thing you actually need to care about. Mario and Sonic at the Rio. That cannot be right. Hopefully that's literally the title. At the Rio 2016 Olympic Games. So go ahead.
Is Mario and Sonic going to compete?
Yeah, have you not seen this series before? I guess it's one of their money makers. So, how there used to be Olympic games, London 2010 or 12 or something was the last one. Nintendo and Sega just cash in by making this Mario and Sonic setup, and they just make loads of sort of mini games.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I remember this.
They sell a lot of them, so.
I can only assume they do. It's usually a pack in Europe, so I wouldn't be surprised to see a Rio 2016 Wii U bundle when it finally gets announced here. Yeah, that was it. Apparently this is the last Nintendo Direct before E3, so I guess we just gotta wait now.
They also showed the new Pokemon Mystery Dungeon, Pokemon Super Mystery Dungeon, and I love the Mysterious Dungeon games, so I might get that. Has 720 friggin' Pokemon in it.
Jesus
Christ.
Yeah. I haven't played a Mysterious Dungeon game in a while, so maybe I'll get that.
Back in my day, all we needed was 150 Pokemon.
What are those games? The Mystery Dungeon games?
They're Binding of Isaac, basically. But they're just turn-based dungeon crawlers where all of the items, you have to discover what they are as you use them. Different characters have different skills. They're pretty simplistic. They're they're roguelikes, I guess you could say, too. I don't know. Just look up Mysterious Dungeon and you'll find out what the deal is. There are a whole bunch of games in that series.
I've been impressed with Pokemon in the past few years as they've seemed to have gone a little bit more, interestingly adult-focused in some of their stuff. They released that new anime that's a little bit more violent than you would expect, and then they've done other stuff that I didn't expect them to ever do, so that's cool that they're doing something different with the gameplay.
Yeah, those somewhat recent Pokemon OAVs, I think they were Pokemon Origin or something weird, where they were more based off of the games, were pretty cool. I thought those were neat.
They were kind of awesome. I didn't watch them all, but I saw the one scene and it was pretty intense. Animals fighting animals, man. It's crazy.
Yeah, they were fighting for real.
We can move on to our last piece of news. Wait, not... Yes, our last piece of news.
Yeah, this one's kind of cool, actually.
This one is interesting. Project Reality, a mod for Battlefield 2, just got a standalone version of itself. I don't know how a mod can go standalone, but yeah, it's kind of cool.
It's because it's just using like the base game files from Battlefield, and then it's using all of its custom stuff, I believe, without any of the extra Battlefield 2 assets.
Oh, really?
And I'm pretty sure, didn't those guys also make, like, they just started making a new game?
I believe so, yeah.
It's called Maybe. Squad, I believe.
I would have
to
look
like, it up. It's running on UE4, I think. And it's basically Arma, but without, like, the super jank netcode, and it's actually, like, a game that you can play.
They're not charging for this new mod or anything, are they?
No, it's free.
For Project Reality? No, it's free.
Well, maybe they are totally doing like an Arma style thing and hoping they'll get bought up by somebody by releasing this, showing their chops.
I will be trying to play this in the next week, so stay tuned.
Yeah, this sounds interesting. I might.
You gotta get super serious with it though. Like, I've seen gameplay footage of it, and you gotta like get into a mumble server with like other people and be super coordinated. Like, hence the name Project Reality, because the maps are gigantic.
I'm excited to see how intense it is. So that's all for news.
Well, this... So,
did we get any emails? Yes, no?
Yes, we did.
What's the email address?
Rumfang@gmail.com.
Oh, shit.
So send in some more, so we can talk about whatever. We're like your puppets. We will do as you command.
Anything you ask, I will answer to the best of my ability.
Unless your question's fucking dumb, then we won't.
Yeah, then we'll ignore it. But send in questions. Even the dumb ones.
Alright, so the first question we got is, what is the worst flavor of Calorie Mate? Now, I've never had a Calorie Mate before, so I'm completely out of this. I have no bearing on this question at all.
I've never had one either, but I am going to gamble the canned version of corn soup. Sounds pretty terrible.
Canned corn, whatever. I don't know. Doesn't sound that bad. I hate maple, so I'm going to say like the block maple is probably the nastiest. Like maple-flavored shortbread style stuff with vitamins all in it sounds... disgusting to me.
All right, so let's back this up for a second. What is, for the uninitiated,
is Calorie Mate? It's kind of like a supplement food in Japan, is one of the best ways you can say it. It's kind of biscuity, and I guess it's ideal for hiking, or like say you're going on camping trips, or I guess just you want some sweet ass calories in your diet.
I can read the
Wikipedia. Or if you're a military otaku and you're doing some weird airsoft, like, war game bullshit in the woods with your friends.
Oh, that, yeah.
I think I have actually seen it before. Like, we have a Japanese import grocery store called Asahi Mart in Austin. And I've seen it there, like, once, but I've never actually bought it because I haven't really needed to. But I might buy some next time just so I can try it and see what it's like.
If I had to guess, I would probably say the jelly apple would probably be pretty gross. Sounds pretty gross.
Yeah, that doesn't sound very appetizing.
I mean, none of this sounds that great, really.
That's true.
I mean, you're buying this for the flavor, right? Like,
I'm going to say, I wonder if people legitimately casually eat this. Like, is it a choice?
Maybe the plane. Maybe people really like the plane. I mean, it has to do something right, right? Because it's pretty popular and it has a bunch of different flavors.
True.
Whenever I've seen it, it's always like in games or anime or something to make a point of like how hardcore this person is. Like, oh, I'm a crazy online gamer, so here's my Calorie Mate and Dr. Pepper, like on my computer desk. Stuff like that.
Dr. Pepper makes you pretty fucking hardcore, let me tell you.
True.
For some reason, yeah, that's like a weird nerd drink in Japan. Like, I guess nobody in Japan likes root beer flavored or Dr. Pepper flavored stuff. So it's to show how counterculture and like not a lamer you are.
It'd be like a Jolt Cola in America, right?
Yeah, totally. Or like balls or something.
Yeah. Hell yeah, balls. There's a grocery store like three blocks from here that still sells balls, and I get a bottle every now and then. It's still pretty good.
Yeah, no, it totally tastes good. We would drink that all the time while doing like Halo 2 all land up.
It's expensive though.
Yeah, it is.
Ah, you Americans and your lucky wide array of miscellaneous drinks. Do you want some dandelion and burdock? That's a solid drink over here. It tastes like medicine.
Grass jelly all the way.
What?
I've seen those sodas at like the Asian markets around here. Like I've seen dandelion. But yeah, grass jelly is on the same aisle. Agar.
Don't make fun of grass jelly. It's really good on like shaved ice. Let me tell you. Delicious. With corn?
I'll just... Red beans.
Yeah, there you go. Chocolate, corn, creamed corn, grass jelly, all nice shaved ice thing. That's something people eat. Sounds delicious to me.
That sounds disgusting.
Yeah, sounds terrible.
Well, then do I have a place for you to travel to?
Glorious Nippon. Nippon, whatever.
Yeah, send in emails. We need more emails.
Hey. Yeah, we do. We've been kind of light on emails as of late. You motherfuckers need to send us some emails.
Get on the email train, you bunch of people.
They are a bunch of people, indeed.
See, I resort to name calling.
Yeah, ask us like super personal, terrible questions that we will be compelled to answer on the internet.
Bob, please don't. I know you're out there. I know you listen to this podcast, Bob. Just send us all your really crazy questions, Bob. Just send it to me. I'll answer it. Want to know about SJWs? I will answer that question to the best of my ability.
I won't.
No, but you can still send it to rumsbag@gmail.com.
Also, there's one last question. It's a really crappy question, so we'll just go out on it. Video games. Yes or no?
Yes.
No.
Maybe.
Yes.
Maybe.
Too little information to determine an accurate answer.
Was it like a magic eight ball?
Yep.
Ask again later.
Yeah, exactly. It varies from time to time, you know. Sometimes no, sometimes yes.
Sometimes fuck no.
Right? Alright, well, I think that's going to do it for episode 16 of Roms Over Baghdad. Once again, our email address is romsbag@gmail.com, and we are in desperate need of emails, so please send us some more emails.
You can even tweet your question to us. We have a Twitter.
Yeah, you can, definitely.
At Romsbag. Same word.
Send us the tweeters.
Ask me about anime. I want to talk about anime some more.
I was thinking we should do another anime cast soonish.
You guys can go ahead and do that, because like the only anime that I've seen is like mainstream shit like Cowboy Bebop and Samurai Champloo and Outlaw Star.
Those are good.
Those are good.
And Trigun. Trigun is a little too finger quotes here anime for me. If that makes any sense.
It does. Love and peace. Yeah.
Yeah, but other than that, it was I still enjoyed Trigun. Trigun was pretty good.
No, yeah, I was thinking, like, since we had that anime episode talking about the beginning of the spring season, maybe we could have one talking about the very end of the spring season and what we thought about how the shows actually turned out.
That sounds good.
Sounds good.
That sounds like a smart man.
I could talk about JoJo.
I could shoot you down on JoJo.
All of the JoJos. All right, we wrapping this shit up.
Yeah.
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 Sure.
All right. Well, we will see you guys next time. This has been Roms Over Baghdad. Thank you for listening. See you guys later.
What?